Hello, it's Jeremy West welcoming you back to Mindful Deconstruction, the podcast that helps you navigate life's big questions and challenges after leaving religion. Today, we're exploring one of the most profound aspects of the journey, finding purpose and building a meaningful life beyond faith. Leaving a religious community often leaves a gap where purpose and meaning once were. This transition can feel like you're setting out on a journey without a map. But I'm here to tell you that this journey can also be one of the most enriching and liberating experiences of your life. It sure has been for me. When religion provided our framework, purpose often felt straightforward. Many religious teachings emphasize a clear sense of mission or destiny, often tied to serving a higher power or community. But once those beliefs fall away, it's common to feel a sense of loss. Questions like, why am I here? Or what's the point can surface in ways that hadn't before. It is essential, in my view, to acknowledge that this phase is normal. The void you're feeling is not a sign of failure, but rather an invitation to create something new, something entirely your own. In religious contexts, purpose often comes from external sources, a divine plan or a spiritual mission. When that external source is gone, we can feel unanchored, but this actually opens the door to discovering an internal purpose. Think of purpose not as a destination, but as a dynamic, living part of who you are. Instead of asking, what is my purpose? Start asking, what brings me fulfillment? Or what values do I want to live by? Or how do I want to change the world? Shifting from seeking purpose outside of yourself to cultivating purpose within can be both grounding and empowering. One practical way to start building a new sense of purpose is to reflect on your values. Values are like guiding stars that help us make meaningful choices. Without the framework of religion, you have the freedom and responsibility, in my view, to define what truly matters to you. Some questions to guide this process might include, what principles do I want to shape my life around? What makes me feel most alive and fulfilled? What legacy or impact do I want to leave behind? Reflecting on these questions can provide clarity. Write down any words or ideas that come up. Common values people find helpful include compassion, integrity, growth, creativity, and connection. Once you identify your values, consider setting intentions or goals that align with them. Unlike religious goals that might feel fixed or predetermined, these goals can evolve with you. I'd suggest starting with small, achievable steps that bring you closer to a life that feels purposeful. For example, if one of your values is compassion, maybe you volunteer or make it a daily intention to approach others with kindness. If creativity is a value, start exploring activities or projects that allow you to express yourself. Aligning your actions with your values can create a deep sense of meaning independent of any external framework. Think of purpose as a river. When you were within a religious structure, it felt as if your purpose was a sturdy bridge carrying you across life. Without that bridge, you might feel lost, but now you're free to flow like the river. It's no longer about reaching the other side, but about embracing the journey and the experiences along the way. Purpose isn't something you find once and hold on to forever. It's something that adapts, just as a river moves through different landscapes. Some days, your purpose may feel crystal clear, while on other days, it's murky or uncertain, and that is okay. Building a life of purpose after leaving religion requires patience. Be gentle with yourself as you redefine your purpose and redefine what purpose means to you. Remember that everyone's journey is different. While some people may discover new passions quickly, others may need more time. Trust the process and know that it's okay to have days where things feel uncertain. Days, weeks, months, it's all a part of the journey. Self-compassion means accepting where you are today without pressure to have everything figured out. Just as you wouldn't expect a seed to grow overnight, don't expect your new sense of purpose to fully bloom right away. Small steps like identifying values, experimenting with new hobbies, or spending time with supportive people all contribute to growth. Though religious communities provide built-in support networks, you can find and build community in new ways that resonate with who you are now as well. Look for like-minded individuals or groups that share your values or interests, whether through meetups, online forums, local groups focused on mindfulness, personal growth, or any area that excites you. I have a group specifically using mindfulness to deconstruct and reconstruct after religion. If you're interested in joining that group, you can find more info at jeremywest.net. Either way, building connections with others on similar paths can add richness and support to your journey. Remember, you do not have to walk this path alone. Many others have faced similar challenges, and sharing these experiences can be a powerful way to feel connected and understood. If leaving religion has taught you anything, it's likely that growth comes from within. Rediscovering purpose and building a meaningful life on your terms is an act of courage. It means trusting yourself to define what gives your life meaning and following the paths that resonate with who you are today. As you go through this journey, keep in mind that purpose doesn't have to be grand or unchanging. It can be as simple as living with integrity, treating others with kindness, and appreciating the present moment. And remember, purpose is not about reaching a destination. It's about engaging fully in life's journey. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If this resonates with you, take a moment to think about what values or intentions could guide you forward. And as always, if you have questions or thoughts to share, feel free to reach out at jeremywest.net. Let's keep exploring this path together, finding ways to live meaningfully and authentically beyond faith. Until next time, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.